This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It appears a tornado rolled through an area outside Oklahoma City yesterday. Some people were briefly trapped but rescued. There was some damage, but no injuries that we know of. The Fed is hoping to tame inflation but not tip us into a recession by raising interest rates a half percentage point. What's this mean for you? The AP's Jennifer King's got that.
Bankrate.com's Greg McBride says the credit tightening moves will mean higher loan rates.
Things like credit cards, home equity lines of credit, private student loans, those rates will stair step higher.
Jennifer King, Washington.
What's next? Now that we've all heard about that draft opinion on abortion from the Supreme Court.
This is about a lot more than abortion.
President Biden fears if Roe versus Wade is overturned, right-wing opponents will go after other rights based on the right to privacy.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history. In recent American history.
Justice Samuel Alito stated in the opinion that it applies only to abortion, but a number of other rulings based in part on the right to privacy allowed married couples the right to buy and use contraceptives. Another overturned a Texas law that criminalized same-sex intimacy, and yet another decision legalized gay marriage. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Russia's bombing railroad stations in Ukraine, trying to disrupt the supply of weapons from the U.S. and other Western nations. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the Russians have not achieved their goals in Ukraine.
We do believe it's been slow, and at every turn, they have met a stiff Ukrainian resistance. What we're focused on is making sure that that resistance remains as stiff as possible.
At the Vatican, Pope Francis has arrived at a meeting in a wheelchair as knee pain limits his movement. This is AP News. Now to hunger around the world.
The number of people going hungry hit an all-time high in 2021 and is poised to reach appalling new levels as the Ukraine war affects global food production. The UN says almost 193 million people in 53 countries suffered acute food insecurity last year due to a toxic triple combination of conflict, weather extremes, and the economic effects of the pandemic. Luca Russo with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization says there's another factor making it likely hunger will rise even more this year.
We have not yet factored in the Ukraine crisis.
The Global Report on Food Crisis forecasts Somalia will face one of the world's worst food crises in 2022. I'm Julie Walker.
Hollywood has big hopes for the 2022 summer movie season. It kicks off this weekend. Studios are still making up for the losses they suffered during the pandemic. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.